I can see, you know, the preoccupations of citizen Lambda in Switzerland about migration, be it from Tunisia or elsewhere. I mean, we may say it's exaggerated. We may say, why do they bother? That is not the point. The point is the perception. Obviously, against this perception, the authorities have to do something. But the government has come to the conclusion that migration is best handled at the source. I think it's intelligent. It doesn't mean you want to stop migration, because migration is part of the human condition. It's always been like that. But you want to make sure that this migration makes sense, that it's not a migration in desperation, but a migration in hope. And I think this is the reasoning behind what the government tries to do by having, first of all, migration partnership dialogue with the Tunisian authorities. There is another thing about repatriation of those asylum seekers that have absolutely no right to asylum according to our law. But we are aware that it can't just happen like this. It's not enough to put people on a plane and then they come back on the next boat. So you have to give them hope. You have to help them, hope and dignity, both. What happened to these guys? They left in desperation. No job, no nothing, no future, nothing. They take incredible risks crossing the Mediterranean. Many of them died. And they pay a lot of money and then they find nothing. So if they return home, they lose face completely. Not only face, but faith. So you have to return both face and faith. This is very important. So we are doing our best to focus whatever development projects we have in the regions from which these people come. And then they suddenly can see a beacon of light saying, okay, maybe I can do something in my home village, in my hometown. So I think it makes sense. At the same time, we also do not want to say that Switzerland is closed to legal migration. And this is why we have a third agreement that we are going to sign on trainees that will want to come and to perfection their skills in Switzerland. Because in the end, we've had a consistent flow coming and going of young Tunisians. For instance, we have a huge number of Tunisians who have done their training at the EPFL in Lausanne and who come back to Tunisia and serve the Tunisian economy. So we have to see it in partnership. I think the whole point of migration is to develop partnership. And this is the policy of the Federal Council. The policy of Federal Council Somaruga is thought in that sense.
But there's a problem with the perception of migrants, of petty crime, and this kind of thing. How much does that impact on the work that you do?
Well, I think that, you know, this gap in perception is quite natural, simply because when you are in one country, you see with the eyes of your own country and you see the problem that face you as a very important problem. Here, when I talk to the authorities, and I think I get a certain amount of understanding from the authorities, I say, look, we have this problem with certain migrants that don't behave. We are aware that, you know, it's most of the time a result of frustration. Of course, there are some petty criminals that went into migration as criminals. Others were simply desperate. And we have to handle that. But the Tunisians, I must say, already with the migration in Italy, have been very generous. Because with Italy, they have agreed for all those who migrated after the date of 5th April last year to Lampedusa, anybody after that is automatically returned by the Italian authorities with the agreement of the Tunisian authorities. So we should not pass over this silently. The Tunisians are doing their own work on reaccepting their own migrants, whether they are petty criminals or simply desperate job seekers.